This is VOA News, the remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States on Wednesday blacklisted what it called key enablers of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government, reinforcing efforts to push Damascus back to UN-led negotiations to end Syria's nearly 10-year civil war. The United States imposed sanctions on an additional 13 entities and 6 individuals, including the governor of the Central Bank of Syria, in this fresh round of sanctions aimed at cutting off revenue for Assad's government. The actions freeze any U.S. assets of those blacklisted and generally bar Americans from dealing with them. Washington already bans exports to Syria and investment there by Americans. A crackdown by Assad on protesters in 2011 led to the civil war, with Iran and Russia backing the government and the United States supporting the opposition. Hungary's justice minister on Wednesday called an EU report on the rule of law absurd and false and blasted its sources as biased. The annual commission's rule of law report raised concerns about judicial independence in Hungary as well as in Poland, an assessment Hungarian justice minister Judith Varga dismissed. And he insisted that sources for the report came from civil society organizations funded by Hungarian-born U.S. philanthropist George Soros, and that the groups have been unfriendly to the Hungarian government. Varga defended media freedom in Hungary as well, which the report took issue with. He called it pluralistic compared to the, quote, Western European media landscape dominated by leftist and liberal outlets, end quote. Azerbaijan on Wednesday vowed to pursue military action against Armenian separatists in the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region until there's a full Armenian withdrawal from the disputed territory. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.